This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
What the defense is trying to argue here is a conspiracy, basically. So it's kind of Karen Reed-ish. It's almost as if, you know, Proctor took a vacation to Las Vegas and had a little bit of fun. But obviously, that's not what happened. They're trying to argue that LV MPD, a detective who was the lead on the case, had some bias against Tellis from his time in public office and manipulated the investigation. But here's the thing. On the video, we haven't talked about this yet. I don't have the video for us to look at. But what you have here is various surveillance cameras, Ring doorbell cameras, capturing a man. We can't really see the face clearly, but he's wearing a giant gardening hat, if you will. And also like a blaze orange suit, which I find to be kind of interesting if you're trying to be discreet and you're wearing like one of the most like obnoxious colors there are. The sneakers you can see. There's a very descriptive bag that he's wearing. And it just so happens that all of these items were then found in Tellis's garage. But they were cut up into little pieces, which, again, that to me doesn't make a lot of sense. It's not like a credit card where let's get rid of this and chop the number up. What do you make of that? They're going to try and argue that this was all planted by the Las Vegas PD. But, I mean, come on. There's a guy in the video like this. There's a specific gait to his walk. There's a lot of things they're going to look into.
Yeah, and they're also going to be able to find DNA on all that stuff as well. Yes. You know, so it just won't, it'll be touch DNA at the very least. That'll be on that stuff. They'll be able to tie to him. And again, when you go for profiling, it's all fitting a pattern. So even if that there are claims of, you know, bias against him, you know, negative confirmation bias against him about from the investigators, the data is still the data. And the arc of the profile here for someone from this is, and I know they're claiming that there's no motive for him to do this. Well, actually, there is a motive. Rage and retribution is actually a motive for murder. Mm-hmm. And so it actually does, there is a motive here. And the other thing too is, first-time murderers generally are extremely sloppy because they don't know how to do it because they don't have a rep yet. Mm-hmm. And so all these things are, and we've seen it with the other case we've covered too, Tony, where you're like, who knows, but I know when we go to trial on Koberger, we're seeing the same sorts of things. Someone mm-hmm. who studied how to do it, but doesn't have any practical expertise at killing someone. We're seeing the same sorts of behavior here. This is not a seasoned serial killer who's got lots of reps. And boy, we're really making it very too objective, aren't we? Because it was horrendous what happened. But we're not seeing a murder scene or murder evidence with someone that is sophisticated in doing what they did. This is a very young, immature murderer from a sense of not a lot of expertise at what they're doing.
It's kind of just shocking how poorly done this was. If you're going to murder someone, if you're trying to think from that standpoint, again, the outfit, the blaze orange, just kind of strikes me as bizarre. The murder happened in the guy's side yard. It's picked up on camera from a camera across the street. I guess you got to start somewhere if you're going to be a murderer. This kind of seems like the behavior arc always kind of, it just kind of touched that line of like, one more step up, we got a murderer. But until then, we have a really, you know, horrible, obnoxious human being who mm-hmm. likes to have retribution on people and will be a bully. At some point, if you're going to go there, you're going to go there. You don't always have to have been a murderer previously to suddenly start doing this at a certain age.
So let's just, whether it's this individual or not that committed the murder, we're seeing all the data and all the evidence seems very sloppy. And here's why. You know, first-time murderers, when you have the prefrontal cortex flooded with adrenaline, your fine motor skills go away, your thought process goes away. This is why, and we saw it in the, you know, in the Trump shooter case, you know, you saw Secret Service that was surrounding President Trump immediately go into immediate action. You know, you could tell they had a lot of reps at what they're doing. The local officers that went onto the roof and that went to the cars, get the guns, they actually had reps at what they were doing. There was no leadership above them because the leadership didn't have reps. They didn't have experience in handling this, but the granular level, they had the reps. When it came to the female Secret Service agent, as I had a friend of mine from Secret Service point this out, you saw her on the video have a hard time putting her gun back in the holster. That's because she had no reps of training that put gun back in holster after my prefrontal lobes fully flooded because I just, you know, threw my body through training on here. So in other words, training kicked in with covering President Trump. Fine motor skills are not working, so you rely on training and those reps, which wasn't there when she's trying to reholster the gun.
Yeah.
That's why she couldn't do it. It wasn't anything else except no fine motor skills when that's happening. So what we're seeing with a first-time murderer is no thoughtful process, that you can't plan for the fog of war, you know, which is the first time you kill someone, everything's going to go sideways from what you thought it was going to be. And you're going to be in a manic panic state to, oh my gosh, I did this. I got to do this. I got to do it. And so you start seeing extreme sloppiness. And this is why we catch a lot of these people, because they are crude. They have no reps in it, thankfully. And you can't plan for chaos. There is no standard operating procedure for the chaos of murdering someone, luckily. And so this is where people like this get undone.
You think it's somebody that just, I mean, because the sloppiness of it, I mean, obviously, like you just said, if you're going to go do it, it's likely going to be sloppy your first time about, even if you did plan for it a bit. Do you look at this case as one where he was sitting there, he was planning this for a while after, because he lost the re-election bid and he blamed a lot of it on Jeff, on the reporting. So there's the motive. But the fact that it was just done so bizarrely with, like, again, I keep going back to the blaze orange. It's just like, what the hell are you thinking? That and then keeping the evidence, cutting it up in the house. Is this someone who kind of like snapped in some way, shape, or form, or lost their mind and just in this is fit of rage, I'm just gonna go do this today? Or was this, you know, meticulously planned out but very poorly planned out?
Again, my sense from the limited optic we have on the outside and conjecture and limited data points, not being a licensed clinician, this looks like a fit of rage to me.
Yeah.
And he's had fits of rage throughout his life, I guarantee it. And so this was an escalation of that rage where you get into that emotional hijacked moment and he couldn't control himself and he did really dumb things.
Yeah. All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and feast on the good stuff.